bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon, Hour 2. 833-212-1017 is the number. Yes, I said it. It's from the pit of hell. Men can't be vulnerable. I think they're too vulnerable. They cry too much. They use excuse for everything to cry. They went from being so tough and all that to you know, weaklings, and we need to find a balance. We all do. Tough guys need to not be tough all the time. And weak guys need to not be weak all the time. Find your balance. Find your, is it chi? They tell you, all that. I don't do all that. I ain't into all that, you know, nonsense. So I'm just teasing. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Gotta make it through.
Number five.
So has the what? Hey, do you know what's taking the place of the BBL? Do you know what a BBL is? What's taking the place of that? You know, have any idea what's taking the place of that? Ozempic? No. Well, when you think about black women and plastic surgery, the first thing you think about is the BBL, a backside enhancement procedure. I know very few black women who've actually got that because. Anyway, I'm not going to go down that road. But takes fat from other parts of the body to enhance your behind. Well, according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, this comes from TheRoot.com, BBL surgeries increased by over 90% between 2015 and 2019, making it one of the fastest growing procedures. So now we see white girls walking around with junk in their trunk. So it's just interesting. Black TikTok is buzzing with conversation. You ready? Ethnic rhinoplasty. What is that? Well, it's when you get your nose done. It's a procedure done in Turkey, costs between $2,500 and $10,000 compared to eight. If you go to Turkey, it's between $2,500 and $10,000 versus eight. Between $8,000 and $18,000 in the United States, $10,000 to $20,000 in Europe. Why in God's name would you get that done? Is it worth the pain? Is it worth the expense? And what are you making your nose look like? Now, I've seen some people with some noses that I thought you should probably get a nose job. But you know what I think about that too? God gave you that nose. Live it. Love it. But people are being inspired to do it. They see pictures of somebody else, and they start carving on their nose, and then it's never carved right, and then they make a correction and a correction and a correction, and then they don't have a nose. Think Michael Jackson. Think Janet Jackson. Like, Michael wanted his nose to look like Diana Ross. That was the rumor. That was the theory. But then he kept carving it and carving it and carving it to the point where it looked, it was almost like it was an oval shaped nostrils instead of round. I'm like, dude, you're a young black man. Be who you are. You know, the skin lightener, which actually he didn't. He had a pigmentation disease, and so many times he had to cover his skin up because it, you know, just like Kiki Palmer, my Chicago girl, she has acne and has pock marks. And so she uses makeup, and then she looks beautiful and pretty and all that. But when you see her without it, so then one day she went without it, and people start freaking out. Oh, my God, I can't. Like, hey, this is who I am. If you don't like it, like, why do I care? Like, what is that? And so Kiki Palmer has really bad, you know, acne. She has, I don't know what it is, derma something. I can respect that. Then when she feel like wearing makeup, she wear makeup. She don't feel like wearing makeup. By the way, she has a really, really, really funny. Oh my God, it is a phenomenal comedy. I think it's on Netflix. But anyway, it's great. But I'm not getting my nose done. I ain't getting my nose done. Thing is, you can keep fixing things, but it's never gonna stop. That's why people who have a lot of money end up looking botched. One person said, Brianna Diane on TikTok, she said they just keep going and modifying themselves until they no longer look like themselves anymore. Now, this girl has a beautiful nose, but she says she got a nose job. So I wonder what she looked like before the nose. Like, I want to see some before and after pictures. I want to see some before pictures and after pictures. And afterwards, are you uglier than, are you uglier? It's like Chelsea Clinton, right? She's always been ugly to me. Bill Clinton's daughter, she's always been ugly to me. Does she care what I think about her? Absolutely not. She's making millions, running off at the mouth and doing whatever she does and running a nonprofit and doing what she does. God bless her. But I'm just saying. So we as a country tend to take things, I think, a little too far. Or we dive in and look at things in a way that's probably not meant to look at it that way. Like, we've got separation of church and state, right? We have these things in the Constitution, but they're not really in the Constitution. There is nowhere in the Constitution where it says there's a separation of church and state. What it says is that the state can't tell an individual what religion to have. It's different in Great Britain. The church, right? When you become king or queen, you literally are over the Anglican, I think it's the Anglican Church or the Church of England, whatever it is. And so not only do you run the country, you run the church as well. But when we talk about separation, there is a... When we talk about right to privacy, well, it's implied through the amendments. You know, you have a Fifth Amendment right to not talk. You have Sixth Amendment, search and seizure, stuff like that. You got all those, but I don't know if it gives you a right to privacy. But yet we follow that doctrine because the Supreme Court said, based on this, you can do all these other things. But is there a separation in church and sports?
Number four.
So there's a story. New York Jets head coach Aaron Glenn. So fans, you know, they might be feeling some kind of, maybe the Knicks needed this before they lost and got their coach fired. But anyway, fans of the NFL's New York Jets are used to postseason disappointment. Yeah, because they had Aaron Rodgers. But anyway. Was Aaron with the Jets or the Giants? Doesn't matter. It's a New York team. They're going to lose. They're going to lose. Their team, whose only Super Bowl win came in 1969, and whose last play, the Bucs were 50 years out. So. Mm-hmm. And whose last playoff appearance was in 2010, those who chose to remain faithful to gangrene. Wow. They call them the gangrene? That's like, okay, anyway. Despite their less than winning ways, are probably thinking the team could use a miracle to get another shot at the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Well, the team ownership has heard their cry and has answered their prayers in the form of a new head coach who is taking a controversial approach to leading his team. Yes, he did that. They hired Aaron Glenn, former defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions, as their head coach for the 2025 season to replace interim head coach Jeff Ulbrich. Even though there are still a few months before the start of the season, he's already had fans divided after word got out. He incorporated Bible study into the team's training. The Jets have a Bible studies. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So one commentator thinks Glenn's approach is exactly what the Jets need to turn things around. Writing Super Bowl, it is. So what do you think? Other fans online think the new coach is overstepping by imposing his Christian beliefs on a team that likely includes players of other faiths. But here's the kicker. He's not forcing religion on anybody. They have a Bible study. If you go, you go. If you don't, you don't. He incorporated it. He instituted it. Yes, we're going to have a Bible study. You want to show up? Show up. If you don't, don't. After every game, we're going to pray at the 50-yard line. If you want to show up, show up. If you don't, don't. But don't say don't do it because I don't want to do it, so nobody should be able to do it. That's not how life works. Others think a team that has had to deal with so much adversity as the Jets could use a little help from the man upstairs. One person wrote on X, if there's a team that needed Jesus to take the wheel, it's the New York Jets. Wow, that is interesting. Hey, you remember that suburban black female suburban Chicago mayor we talked about months ago that was spending money like a drunken sailor and buying all kind of crazy stuff and redoing her office and all that? Well,
number three,
there's an update. Self-proclaimed Democratic super mayor is now going to court. And why is she going to court? Well, Tiffany Hinyard reportedly told the judge she was the face of Dalton, but was not responsible for record keeping. The self-described Chicago suburban supermayor is facing mounting legal woes after first being ousted in a landslide election following a scandal-plagued time in office. Former Dalton Mayor Tiffany Hinyard, a Democrat, has been ordered to appear for a contempt hearing after she did not turn over public records from her time in office. That's according to WGN9 in Chicago. The Edgar County Watchdogs Incorporated sued the village of Dalton and the former mayor for failing to produce financial records after the administration allegedly disregarded Freedom of Information Act requests earlier this year. The former mayor is about to find out if losing an election is enough to escape contempt of court. An attorney for the Edgar County Watchdog said in a statement to Fox News Digital, Hinyard was previously held in contempt of court after she failed to turn over records for her time in office, directly dismissing state transparency laws for elected officials. The complaint reportedly read, the massive public exposure given to the defendant that has brought Illinois corruption into the national spotlight needs to be addressed immediately to save further harm to the state's reputation. And so in a hearing last week, Hinyard reportedly told the judge that she was the face of the village and was not tasked with record keeping. Hinyard and the attorneys representing the village of Dalton did not immediately, of course, respond for a comment. Last month, Jason House was sworn in as the newly elected mayor of Dalton, ending her tumultuous time in office, and it was also defeated by Illinois State Senator Napoleon Harris for her bid for reelection for Thornton Township supervisor. Hinyard made national news last year in April after the FBI served subpoenas at Dalton Village Hall following corruption allegations from local officials. And so she wasn't charged. Village trustees voted to hire Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot to lead an investigation into the administration, with the town meeting descending into chaos as supporters of Hinyard clashed with her opponents following the decision. So check this out. Lightfoot reportedly discovered the village's general fund fell from an initial $5.6 million to $3.6 million. That's $2 million that just went up somewhere. And the local government's credit card charges added up to over $779,000. In February, a federal subpoena was issued, coinciding, unfortunately, with the day Hinyard was defeated in her mayoral primary, Fox 32 reported. The filing relates to a development project involving land owned by her boyfriend. So she's got to be in court this Friday. I'm going to make sure I'm in work. I'm at work Friday, God willing, to make sure I hear about this story. I mean, just flagrant. So we'll see. You think she'll end up in jail? I don't know. But at the rate she's going, she's digging her own hole. All right, so 4th of July, which do you prefer? Which do you prefer? Fireworks or a drone display? That's strange. You don't want 4th of July fireworks, celebrate America? Really? Do you live in Milwaukee? Then, you know, one doesn't correspond with the other. Loud and downtown. Like, those go together. Like, you not liking it and living downtown doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't down here. Anyway, he says surprisingly quiet. I get it. Fox 6 Now, County Executive David Crowley and Milwaukee County Parks announced. Oops, I should probably do this first.
Number two.
They announced today that a drone show will light up the sky over McKinley Beach Thursday, July 3rd. Well, according to a new release, the drone show will feature three waves of drones lasting 14 minutes each. The show will blend cutting-edge drone technology with an original synchronized soundtrack for a 45-minute performance. Viewers can expect images of Milwaukee's most iconic landmarks, other patriotic and local themes. Crowley said, Milwaukee is at its best when we come together to create memorable, inclusive experiences for everyone. What does that even mean? Oh, by the way, X, you're not included. Like, I don't know, like you're not going to include somebody to go see 4th of July? Okay. We're proud to bring the community together for this first of its kind drone show, highlighting not just, why has everybody got to experiment with Milwaukee? Figure out whether it works somewhere else first, then do it here. They're going to highlight the beautiful lakefront, but the creativity and collaboration that will make Milwaukee County so special. Drones going to make y'all special? Okay. Thanks to the Milwaukee Parks Foundation's incredible efforts to secure sponsorships, this drone show, another example of how we're investing in is a drone show investing in your parks? No, it is not. Stop it. Our neighborhoods and our shared sense of community pride. Well, I kind of like the Milwaukee Parks Foundation. They support efforts that bring people together in parks. We're grateful to the many partners who came together to reimagine a beloved community celebration in an innovative and inclusive way. That was from Rebecca Stoner, the executive director of Milwaukee Parks Foundation. I mean, I get it. Drones. And if one of them things fall out the sky and hit somebody, I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh that it fell. I'm not going to laugh that it hit somebody and hurt them. I'm going to laugh. It's just drones. Well, you got to be innovative. You got to be. So here it is. Thursday, July 3rd, McKinley Beach and surrounding areas. 9:15 after dark, three waves, 14 minutes each, around 45 minutes, and the makeup date will be Sunday, July 6th. A synchronized soundtrack will accompany the drones, available for personal download by attendees in most... Really? How much did we pay for this nonsense? That's what I want to know. How much did we pay for this nonsense? Somebody go ask the Milwaukee Park Foundation, how much y'all pay for drones? How much? Makes no sense. Now, if I see it and it's great, I'll come on the radio and say, you know what? I think it was great. It was phenomenal. But if it's bad, well, speaking of bad.
Number one.
This also from Fox6Now.com. NPS 2024 audited financial report had until Friday, May 30th to turn in those reports. You heard here on the show from Dr. Brenda Casellas that they missed the pit deadline. They did turn in some things, but not everything. The district was originally supposed to turn in that report in December, but again, that deadline was missed. In a statement, DPI Deputy State Superintendent Tom McCarthy issued the following. Withholding funding is a last resort and comes after countless hours spent supporting NPS. We've seen real progress in recent months under the leadership of Dr. Brenda Casellas, and we recognize and appreciate the hard work that has gone into these efforts. Meeting key deadlines is critical to ensure the DPI can accurately and efficiently circulate general aid estimates for school districts across Wisconsin. NPS continues to work tirelessly to complete its required tasks. At this point, there are still some required priority actions which were needed by May 16th and May 30th deadlines. Because of that, we will continue to withhold the $16.6 million from the prior year and begin withholding new aid this year. More information will be provided in a formal notice to the district, which includes exact amounts and steps to recover the funds. We expect that to come later this week. So she did state that she was working on it, and I know they expected this letter to come out. So it's not like it's surprising. But when you have antiquated software and you have things that will not allow you to send your information to the state of Wisconsin, and DPI has had to have known this, why didn't DPI call them out under the old administrator, the old superintendent? Because public folks like that stick together, especially when it comes to schools. And while I get it, it's not right. It's not fair to taxpayers. It's not fair to the school district. And you're holding up the other school districts, and you're holding up the money for special education. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. This is technically she's still in her pre-start because she wasn't supposed to start till July. And so the question is, if she wasn't here now, would they have what little they have that got sent to DPI, would they have that now? I don't know. It's very telling. And it's unfortunate because we really need to dive into this issue. And that means that the referendum, we're going to have another one. Like property taxes are going up again. So in the end, in the fall, we'll have Dr. Brenda Casellas back on the show to talk about how NPS is doing and how they're moving forward. I hope it works. I wish them the best. And that's that. We'll see. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm Dr. Ken Harris. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm here for Pella Windows and Doors. Time to upgrade your windows and or doors, but don't want to spend a fortune. Well, Starting to get warm outside. It might rain again, but you never know. Pella, the best in the industry, has a product for every single budget. And right now, you can get no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. So if the plan is to wait, guess what? You can get it now and wait to start making payments for up to 2 years. Certain restrictions apply. Ends June 30th of 2025. Set up your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken. I'm glad I wasn't scratching nothing. Yeah, we kept YouTube going, and I was like, I just noticed. I went, hey, like, I didn't scratch. I'm like, is he scratching? Oh, my gosh. Had people running off YouTube and everything. What's up? Let me see if I can check the Truth Chat. SE is in there, Truth Chat. Y'all mean. Did you hear about the girl who's a freshman in high school and she put her picture on, she gave a picture to her boyfriend. Her boyfriend put it on Instagram and somebody used generative AI and removed her clothes. And so there was this picture on Instagram of this high school freshman naked. And then the picture started going around and people thought it was her, only to find out it wasn't her. And I'm like, people can do that. So if you think about the fact, watch this. If you get a phone call from Dr. Ken, yeah, it's not me. Because if you can imagine 4 going on 5 years of audio that we've dumped, not dumped, but that's putting something in, radio parlance, digital parlance, dumping it onto the internet. For 5 years? You know how much audio that is? 10 hours a day. Nope. 11 hours a day. 5 days a week. That's 55 hours times 52 for 5 years. That's a lot. And other places have more. ESPN has more. 620 has more. Like, think about that. Think about it. So, it's just weird. That's a lot. That's a lot of audio. And then they can take your words, rephrase them, generate enough because they have enough, and they can actually start having whole conversations, read audio, read a book using your recreative voice. Think about that. Spoof your number. I call X. Oh, it's Dr. Ken. Hey, what's up? Hey, X, how you doing? And just start telling them to do stuff that I didn't tell them to do. I'm not going to be there today, so I want you to do such and such and such and such and such. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I'm stopped talking. Yeah, that's right. That'll never happen. Daniel says, Sherwin Hughes has an extensive and impressive hat collection. Very stylish, too. Is there a reason why you're telling me this? Is there a reason why I need to know that Sherwin Hughes has a stylish collection of hats? I don't really care. It's like he mocks me all the time, I don't really care. That's my dude, though. Hey, if you want to look ridiculous on YouTube, knock yourself. You say he had a Rick James wig on? Okay. Me? My loudness, you'll see me in a pink shirt. Like, that's me going out. Whoo, he's got a pink pink shirt on. He'll never. I'm not wearing a pink shirt. The last, I told y'all, the last time I wore a pink shirt was with my daughter when they were playing rugby at Divine Savior Holy Angels and they were at the national championship. I don't even remember where I was. Where was I? Seattle? Pennsylvania. Was that? I was in Pittsburgh. I was in Pittsburgh and they had us wear these pink shirts. We want all the dads in pink. And I put on that pink shirt, pink polo shirt. You could tell all the DS dads. They won first place. You know, Chen does a great job over there. So does Boris. But it was like, dude, I am not. Ugh. Pink shirt? And God forbid, what if something had happened? And you see me laying there in this pink shirt. I would have been so embarrassed. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I did it for my daughter. You know, one of those. And I think what happened is they heard me say, I would never, you know, I'd be teasing and playing around. I would never get caught. I wouldn't get caught dead in pink. And then they said, you should wear pink. I was like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. Pink. So I wore it and they won first place. And so they kind of slammed it. You know, they did pretty good. I wonder what their rugby team is doing this year. I wonder. Miles said, I have a screenshot of it too, Dr. Ken. Really? See, that's the other thing. When you do stuff on the internet, it stays on the internet. That's like me talking to Dear Giannis, and people have been, oh my God, you told him to leave. Like, where'd you even get that from? Where do you take half of a sentence and then stop listening? And then I realize these are sports fans. They don't listen anyway. They just have their opinion, and that's that. I said, did you hear the other part of that sentence where I said, if it is in your best interest, whatever you do, do what's in your best interest. That's what every single human being should do. If our interests are compatible, absolutely. Let's do it together. Let's collaborate. Other than that, I'm not really feeling that at all. You do what's best for you and your family. That's in anything. But yet, we have this thing that, you know, sports players should just stay where they are and just, you know, let their careers just die. But see, I figured that out the way y'all treated Craig Counsell. Y'all love Craig Counsell. Didn't he grow up here? Grew up here, did this, and now he's coaching. And then as soon as he left, you blast him, you go over to the park that has his name and you deface the sign, all kind of ridiculousness. How dare he leave? Well, put it in numerical terms. I make $4 million a year. Or just under that. I'm like the second highest paid, maybe the third highest paid baseball manager. And the number one manager makes $4 million. He retires. So you say, hey, I would really love to be number one to be here. I'm paraphrasing, of course. And the Brewers go, cool. We'll give you 4.5. So if the next person gets 4, we'll give you 4.5 million, and then you'll be the highest paid. Ta-da! And the Chicago Cubs. And you know, Milwaukee don't like any teams out of Chicago, no matter what they are and how they win. Offers him 8.
Craig Counsell should have turned it down. He's a homer.
No, he's doing what's best for his family. From what it would have taken him 2 years to make in Milwaukee, he made in 1 year in Chicago with a multi-year contract. So in 3 years, he would have had $12 million. Or in 3 years, he would have had 24. Which would you pick? I mean, all things being equal. People are not that loyal to their jobs. Hey, X, you paying me more? Okay, I'm out. Pfft, gone. X's generation is like, oh, you paying me like $8.50 an hour more than what I'm making now? Okay, goodbye. boop, do the job till they like it or don't like it. And then somebody else goes, hey, how much you making? 125? I'll give you 150. Okay, bye. I mean, look at the tech world. People just do this, round and round and round and round and round. They get paid, they get paid, they go. Is it that there's no loyalty or that businesses have no loyalty to the people? You got to find that equilibrium where you will work hardest and I'll pay you the most. But those got to meet. You can't just get paid and sit back and chill. And you can't get paid little and then expect to get, you know, 80 hours a week out of me. That's not going to happen either. And so that's some of the things that we always forget about it. Those are things that we always don't remember about when we work. Like, it's a two-way street. You're working, they're paying. And that's pretty much it. That's all that comes down to. Because in the end, there's only three things in life that we have to look at when we're making decisions. When you want something from someone, there's only three ways, right? You can get it better, you can get it cheaper, and you can get it faster. But you can only get two of those. If you get it better and you get it cheaper, it won't be faster. If you get it cheaper and faster, it won't be better. So, you know, no matter what you do, and if you want it faster, it might be cheaper, but it won't be better. And so no matter how you twist those around, you only get two out of the three. You can get better and faster. You can get better and cheaper. But can you? Yeah, you won't be able to get it. It'll take a while. And so those are some things we need to realize, that with jobs and people working, you get what you pay for. I'm just saying.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. You know, Truth Nation, violence is a problem that affects us all, but together we can make a difference. This is why we're hosting our third annual Truth Walk Against Violence, led by Tori Lowe, on Saturday, July 12th, from Victory Over Violence Park down MLK Drive, right to our studios at 3rd Street Market Hall. Over the next month, Tori Lowe is going to be talking to politicians and community leaders about how we can better provide resources to stop the rise of violence. If you want to join the fight to stop violence, go to truthwalkagainstviolence.com. That's truthwalkagainstviolence.com right now to sign up for our Walk Against Violence, supported by 1MKE, Saturday, July 12th, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Speaking of going back to sports, I want to say congratulations to my daughter's alma mater, UW-Whitewater, channeling its championship caliber brethren elsewhere in the athletics program. The University of Wisconsin-Whitewater baseball team posted football-like scores in securing the national championship at the NCAA Division III World Series. Whitewater demolished the field in Eastlake, Ohio, roaring to the program's third title over Messiah University of Pennsylvania to sweep the best of three finals series. The score, what do you think the score was? 21-5. What were you going to guess? What were you going to guess? 14-7? Yeah. 21-5. The Warhawks, in their 22nd season under John Vodenlich, V-O-D-E-N-L-I-C-H, atoned for a near miss in 2024 when the team reached the third game of the final series before falling to Misericordia. Warhawks have also national titles in 2005 and 2014, with 9 overall appearances in the Division III World Series. That's amazing. Whitewater added 6 runs in the 4th inning, 5 more in the 5th inning, take a 16-0 lead. 16-0 lead. That's a shame. Had a 2-run homer in the 6th, gave his team an 18. That was from Matt Scanlon. Gave his team an 18-0 lead, and then his second homer was the first back-to-back blast, and Kootway made it 19-0. When you get beat that bad, you just let it go. You just be like, ah, okay, all right. We're going to take the high road. Somebody said, who was that? I'm not going to say who the person was. They said the Knicks had a moral victory.
Oh, I know who said that. Glenn.
Yeah, just out Glenn. Yeah, it was Glenn. It was a moral victory. Moral victory? Dude, you lost. And you want to make it a moral victory? Well, I just feel good about it. Who feels good about losing? It's like, I'm telling you, you want to watch a great movie about competition? Glengarry Glen Ross. It is one of the best movies I've ever seen. And Alec Baldwin, people may not like him, but he's a phenomenal actor. He was great in that movie. He said, it's what you win. It was like, and I forget what he had on it. It's like, you win a gold Rolex watch, this, second place, steak knives. I was like, wait, what? It's like, yeah, that's what you get. If you win first place, you get this, you get the ranking. They were selling houses. You get a gold watch, you get a Rolex, you get all this. But if you win second place, you get a box of steak knives. Wow. Like, can you imagine going through the year with a box of steak knives sitting on your desk and everybody knows you lost? That's a moral victory. Well, at least I placed. Oh, yeah. Okay. You got a like $29.95 set of steak knives and you got a $2 billion Rolex watch. What's moral about that?
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Hey, Truth Nation, join us for the 54th annual Juneteenth celebration in Milwaukee on Thursday the 19th. Truth will be broadcasting live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., so stop by our broadcast, say hello, get some free Truth swag. Juneteenth in Milwaukee is one of the oldest and biggest Juneteenth celebrations in the country, so don't miss out on your chance to celebrate with us in our live Juneteenth broadcast presented by Hope Christian Schools and Carroll University. 1017 The Truth celebration of Juneteenth brought to you by also American Family Insurance, Gruber Law Offices, Molson Coors, Educators Credit Union, and Associated Bank. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. I think the analysis is going to roll in, and then we're going to have some Tory Lowe show and on throughout the night. So I want to say thank you for being here. It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you. Have a great evening, all y'all on the YouTube chat and the talking text line. Loved having you. Hey, God bless. Take care. I'm out.
Be quiet.